Let us return to Graham from our previous illustration. Graham had exercised his option when the market value of the shares was £1.80. He paid 10p per share, and his employer's Class 1 NIC liability, resulting in an amount charged to employment income of £148,240. He sells his 100,000 shares in December 2010 for £2.20 per share. In order to calculate the gain arising, we start by taking the sale proceeds of £220,000. From this, we deduct the amount actually paid for the shares, being £10,000. We then deduct the amount charged to income tax on exercise, but before giving relief for the employer Class 1 NIC paid. This gives us a figure of £170,000. The total amount deducted is £180,000, giving a gain of £40,000. Note that we arrive at the same gain figure by simply deducting the market value of the shares at exercise. Let us practice what we have learned by attempting a couple of practice questions. In the first, you are asked to calculate the income tax charges on both the grant and exercise of the option. When you are happy with your answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of the page. Harvey quite clearly is granted options in an unapproved scheme. The first thing to consider is whether there will be a charge on the grant of the options. Harvey is granted the options in March 2001. As he can only exercise the options until March 2011, i.e. the options are not exercisable more than 10 years from grant, there is no charge at the grant of the options. As is the case for all unapproved share option schemes, there will always be an income tax charge on the exercise of the options. This charge is based on the market value of the shares at the date of exercise. This is £95,000. From this, we deduct the amount Harvey pays for his shares, being £15,000 multiplied by £3. There was no charge at grant, so the amount charged to income tax at exercise is just the difference between the market value at exercise and the price paid, being £50,000. As the options are exercisable only within 10 years of grant, there is no income tax charge at the date of grant. There will, however, be a charge at exercise, as the scheme is unapproved. The shares were worth £10 each at exercise. Madeleine paid £7.50 for the shares. Therefore, the difference, being £15,000, is charged to income tax when the options were exercised. The question asks us for the CGT position on the sale of the shares. We start with sales proceeds of £69,000. From this, we deduct the base cost. The base cost is the amount paid for the shares at the date of exercise, being £45,000, plus the amount charged to income tax at exercise, being £15,000. The CGT base cost of Madeleine's shares is therefore £60,000, which is also the market value at exercise. The disposal will therefore give rise to a capital gain of £9,000.